Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you as usual along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And Karan.
Hey guys.
So welcome to Soccer Sense, where we have the soccer sense sitting right by the sidelines in the dugout and not watching the match from a hotel room because they were banned for a rant. So let's begin this week with assessing what's been going on in the football world. And I think, Karan, we should get Chelsea out of the way as quickly as possible.
Well, I think I've made a similar statement in the previous episode, but we are definitely starting to sound like a broken record. Chelsea, again, lost, this time to Stoke.
And Chelsea are breaking records. Worst start since 1978 for them. Worst start for a defending English champion.
Yeah, well, it's...
Seven defeats under Mourinho never has happened in his career, and it only took 12 games.
Absolutely. So you can actually imagine, you can do the math as to how it's going to be at the end of the season.
Relegation.
So Chelsea seem to be collapsing faster than the food ordering startup ecosystem in India. So let's quickly talk about
that.
Yesterday's result against Stoke. Away at Stoke, always difficult.
Yep.
Lost 1-0.
Yep.
And at this point, the scariest part is that you can't call it a surprise.
Nope. A lot of them bet on it that Chelsea were going to lose at Stoke, and the performance that they put out yesterday also was nothing impressive at all. The defence was all over the place, crueled by the goal they conceded where he was unmarked for a late run, which would never happen in an ideal Chelsea. And there were no clear-cut chances out, apart from Pedro hitting the post once. Costa was just being a pain in the ass, and I don't mean in a good way. He never created any chances. He was just talking and pushing and shoving and whatnot.
So just contrast Costa last season versus this season. So, I mean, like Karan was saying earlier, Costa was basically last season's Jamie Vardy because he couldn't stop scoring early in the season. What's different about Costa now?
I think that means we can actually look at the comparison now. Both similar style players, wherein, you know, they say they like to, you know, probably irritate the defenders and, you know, always at their faces and, you know, making life hell for defenders. But the bottom line is the way they're going about it is completely different. Jamie Vardy is going about it in a pure footballing sense, wherein he's not giving the defender a second's rest, whereas Costa is just there to, you know, push and shove and bully people and basically do everything else that doesn't belong on a football pitch.
So has some of the talk about Costa being the tough footballer, Costa being the street fighter, etc., gone to his head?
See,
maybe?
All that is great. Luis Suarez, for all practical purposes, is that exactly. But he's not forgotten what he's supposed to do, score goals, right?
Absolutely.
And so somewhere in this whole setup, Costa's forgotten what his real role is, that is to score goals, while he's continuing being a pain in the ass from last season. What he's forgetting to do this side is get into positions, make those uncomfortable runs, use the space, use the spark to score goals, which is what Chelsea are lacking right now. While yesterday, Hazard and Pedro did do enough to create chances, but there was absolutely nobody at the end of anything. So, Costa needs to relook at itself.
All right, so that's our Chelsea segment for the week. So, let's get into more results. And interestingly, one of the more key results from yesterday was Manchester United's win over West Bromwich Albion.
Yep.
2-0 win.
Yep.
Everybody thought again it was going to be Louis one goal army kind of a thing, but they were proven wrong because Mata got a second goal after a wonderful first goal from Lingard.
Yep.
United fans should be happy. Two wins in the week, one in Europe, with even Rooney scoring. But Vishal, why are United fans still very uneasy about what they are seeing from Louis van Gaal?
See, this is a problem for me as a United fan, right? United don't make things happen anymore. They wait for other teams' mistake. Even yesterday against West Bromwich Albion, United kept holding on to possession. They had 80% possession throughout the game. They kept holding on to possession with the hope that West Bromwich would crack, which didn't happen at all. So the goal that was happening was unstoppable. It wasn't. So there's no more playmakers, difference makers on that field anymore who they have the talent, but they're just not doing it. For example, you'd never see a Schweinsteiger take a long range shot anymore, which was this trademark at Bayern Munich. You don't see Rooney making those deep lying runs anymore.
Yeah, Schweinsteiger yesterday had a shot at goal and instead chose to pass to Martial.
Exactly. So I do not know what the setup is, because we are not going out there to make things happen anymore. We're waiting on the other team's mistake to really capitalize on anything. Even the penalty was finally a mistake from the other team. So right now that is the biggest problem that I'm saying. If we have a challenge, for example, this was the plan we set out against Arsenal as well, and the minute Arsenal thrashed us, we did not know what to do.
So United seem to be getting those results, Karan, against teams which are middle of the road, maybe a little below average, but they have been found out against top-notch opposition. That was Arsenal game.
PSV
and there was the Manchester derby, where I think the only reason they got out with the point was because Pellegrini was
happy
far too conservative.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, yes, things have, it hasn't been very, very convincing from a United standpoint, but bottom line is it's still 3 points on a weekly basis. I guess the biggest issue that the United fans have is that they don't recognize this team as to what they've been used to over the last decade, which is, I would say, a bit unfair on Louis van Gaal himself, considering that, you know, the previous decade was basically a legend. PSV 25 years was a legend. But
so
I guess what van Gaal is trying to do, which is quite not very clever of him, is he's trying to play a continental style in the Premier League. That's fine, you know, playing such an approach in the Champions League, but in the Premier League, you cannot have such an approach wherein it's more tactical.
So, is that your complaint, Vishal? That
no, my complaint is, see, there were bad results even in the 25 years, there were 26 years. There were days we were hammered in those years, for Christ's sake, we lost 6-1 to City in that period. But the problem is, even in that 6-1, United would not go down without a fight. United would still make enough to show that the next game you can expect better. But here I am sure for the next game I'm going to see 80% possession and 80% of pointless possession where it's just going to be passing and nothing.
More sideways passing.
Yeah. So that is my problem. The fact that United don't look like a team with intent anymore.
And I guess the other problem is that Louis van Gaal is being shown in contrast here to teams like West Ham and Leicester, who actually have been full of intent through this season.
United have created just lesser chances than Newcastle and Sunderland, to give you perspective. That is just not done for a team. For Christ's sake, you spend 200 million.
So you'd expect
them
to play.
Forget flair, forget style, but you expect them to create chances in a game. And when your chances are all from outside the penalty box, when there are absolute, it almost feels like impotency, if you know what I mean. Where you try everything, or the foreplay doesn't lead to anything. So I'm sorry to put it that way, but that is exactly what this is.
Yeah, I think Louis van Gaal would totally get that analogy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just Vishal's basic instinct talking here.
No, and I'm sure LBG, the number of references he makes, you totally get that analogy. But yes, United probably need to step up their game if they really want to title contenders at this point.
United and Etihad, United who have to go back, who will get hammered if they go like this, because they will just outrun us, outplay us, and outscore us in all three departments, and we won't have an answer.
And speaking of top of the table, we have 2 minutes to talk about the big game today, the North London Derby, Arsenal-Tottenham. Arsenal need to make a statement here because they are top of the table.
Yeah.
But Spurs have been great, unbeaten.
Yep. So
what do Arsenal need to do?
Arsenal are going to come up against a very unusually hardworking Spurs after under Pochettino, where they're going to be willing to put in the extra effort, which is not something that is famous for an Arsenal team. So if they're trying to outrun this team, they're going to lose this game. Arsenal need to score early. Arsenal need to play with quick pace, quick movement, and that's the only way they're going to beat Spurs. But I think Arsenal got the hammer in midweek, and they need to respond immediately. They need to respond immediately, and this is their chance to respond immediately.
Absolutely. I think the result in midweek is definitely going to have a bearing on the way Arsenal approach this game, because the kind of, it was an embarrassing performance against Bayern Munich. There's no other word to describe it. It was quite embarrassing, and I think in a way you could say that it's a good thing that they're playing Tottenham, because as an Arsenal player, if you can't get yourself up for this game, I don't really see any reason for you to be on the pitch.
Okay, so the North London derby, emotions running high, tough game. What's your call? What's the prediction?
Arsenal 2-1.
Arsenal 2-1 says...
I agree. Arsenal 2-1.
Okay, so it seems to be going Arsenal. But we have to see whether the Spurs winning streak remains intact or it is broken. And we shall bring you the review of that game, plus everything else that has been happening or that will happen across the next week in the Premier League, including probably again Chelsea dropping points or losing. We don't know.
I think right now the only surprising thing would be if they can actually get a win,
which will again force us to talk about Chelsea.
There you go.
Yeah, which I point after the international break, Chelsea was born with.
Not to fall into that trap, but we shall bring you all of those and much more after the international break when the leagues reconvene. You can find us on iTunes, we are at Soccer Sense, or if you get your podcast through Stitcher, you can look us up at Soccer Sense on Stitcher. Or if you don't use any of those apps, you can go on to the web and you can type soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. and we are up there.
You guys can still get Pogba, by the way. Please, take care.
So subscribe, and that's all for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And Vishal.
See you guys.